Welcome to week two. Thoughts, identification, and mental contraction. In week one, you explored a simple but important discovery. Awareness is already present, and it is not stressed. In week two, we build directly on that insight by looking more closely at thoughts. Most stress does not come from thoughts appearing. It comes from identifying with thought, believing thoughts, arguing with them, or unconsciously taking them to describe reality and the self. This week is not about positive thinking, stopping thoughts, or replacing one belief with another. Instead, you'll be invited to notice thoughts as experiences. Experiences appearing in awareness, just like sounds, body sensations, and other things. The key idea for this week is that thoughts arise naturally, and they don't need to be controlled. Stress increases when thoughts are treated as commands. Stress increases when thoughts are treated as absolute truths. Stress increases when thoughts are treated as firm definitions of who you are. This week explores a simple shift. Thoughts can be noticed without being followed. The core practice for this week is called Thoughts as Appearances in Awareness. The guided practice below helps you experience thoughts directly without suppression or engagement. You can listen to the recording once per day or more if it's helpful for you. If your mind and your thoughts become busy, that's not a problem at all. It's actually a part of the practice. Begin by settling into a comfortable position. There's no need to force stillness. You can move around a little if you need to, but just let your body be as it is. Notice that you are aware. Awareness is already present. Now gently notice what is happening in the mind. Thoughts may be present, images, or some kind of inner conversation, inner commentary. No need to change anything. Just notice. Thinking is happening. And if your mind is blank, notice that. But most likely there's some thinking. Rather than following the content of the thoughts, notice the fact that thoughts appear. Thoughts appear. A thought arises. It stays for a moment or two. It fades away and gets replaced by another thought. See if you can notice thoughts in the same way you would notice the sound of a car driving by. It doesn't really require your participation. You might notice an urge to analyze or comment on this practice, to figure it all out. But that urge is okay, and it's just another thought, actually. Notice it appearing and then disappearing in awareness. Gently ask yourself, where do thoughts appear? Does awareness appear inside thoughts, or do thoughts appear inside awareness? See if you can notice that awareness is already here before a thought appears. Awareness remains while the thought is present, while the thinking is happening. And awareness remains after the thinking stops and the thought fades away. If a thought feels stressful, notice what makes it stressful. Is it really the thought itself, or the belief that it describes something urgent or personal? Whichever be the case, let the thought be exactly as it is. No pushing away, no pulling closer. Just allow it. Some people notice brief gaps between thoughts, but you don't have to create them. If they appear, notice them. If they don't, that's okay too. Thoughts can become busy. Awareness does not get busy. Thoughts can repeat in a loop. Awareness does not get stuck. Let's just rest here like this for a moment, noticing thoughts as appearances in awareness. Absolutely nothing more is required. We're just going to rest here for a moment. When you're ready, gently allow this practice to end and notice that thinking will continue. Awareness also continues. Now, you may have noticed lots of thoughts, or maybe your mind felt empty and you just noticed a few thoughts. Or you might have noticed really strong reactions to certain thoughts. All of that's okay. None of it indicates success or failure. The practice is simply to notice. Thoughts arise on their own. Awareness doesn't argue with them. It just watches. It just knows. Stress increases when thoughts are believed without being questioned. The informal practice for this week. During the day, when stress arises, try one of the following gentle notices. Notice, thinking is happening. This is a thought. A story is appearing. You can keep thinking, though. You don't use these to stop thinking. Just use them to see more clearly. Then return to simple awareness. Then, if you enjoy journaling about these things, you can reflect quietly. Did thoughts lose intensity when they were not followed? And check it out. Was it possible to let a thought be present without believing in it? And what happens when thinking is allowed without any kind of resistance? We will close this week's session with an important clarification. Thoughts are not wrong or useless. Thoughts are valuable tools for planning, learning, communication, and lots more. The aim is simply to notice when thinking becomes automatic and stressful, and to rediscover the space in which thinking occurs.